We've got a new audacious prayer. Aren't you happy? Come on. This may be the most powerful thing we've ever done. And the Bible's going to prove that today. The audacious prayer entitled Praising God 30 Days for His Blessings. So starting this Sabbath, 30 straight days, we are going to praise God for His blessings. And I want you to notice one text out of the Psalms. And I have it in multiple versions so that you can get the gist. Psalms 22:3 says, "But thou art holy, and thou inhabitest the praises of Israel." That's King James. God inhabits the praises of His people. Well, look at the New King James, "But you are holy, enthroned in the praises of Israel." This is awesome. This is mighty. And then in the Bible in basic English, it says, "But you are holy, O you who are seated among the praises of Israel." The praises of His people. And then this is the Darby translation, Psalms 22:3, "Thou art holy, thou that dwelleth amidst the praises of Israel." So wherever there's praise, that's where God gravitates to, and He inhabits them. And it enthrones Him. And He sits among the praises. And He dwells among the praises. So for 30 days, we're going to praise God. Now, here is a quote from Steps to Christ. Listen carefully. We need to praise God more. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Yeah. We need to praise God more for His goodness, for His wonderful works to the children of men. That's from Psalms 107:8, included in the quote. Our devotional exercises should not consist wholly of what? And receiving. I have a problem with that. Not a problem with what the Bible says, with practicing it. I'm going to tell you right now. And I thought, when God gave me this idea, I thought, this is incredible. But we are too sparing of giving thanks. We are the constant recipients of God's mercies. And yet, how little gratitude we express. How little we praise Him for what He has done for us. Guilty. I want to change that, because He inhabits the praise of His people. He dwells in the praise of His people. He's enthroned by the people when they praise Him. And so we ask this question, why? Because Jesus says in Revelation 19:5, "And a voice came out of the throne saying," what? Praise God. Praise God, all you His people, servants. Yeah, that's us. We're being commanded by Jesus in His book to praise God. "And ye that fear Him, both small and great." Doesn't matter who you are. Children, God is waiting for your praise. I took 15 Psalms or portions of them that deal only with praise. And so I'm asking, God is asking us to pray either two or three times a day. And you can read one of those psalms to them. That's a prayer. And for those of you who catch on to this, you can stop and spend a little time in praying what you just read. That's called praying back the scripture to God. You can do it any way you want. You can add praises that come from all the other books. I just use the psalm. But imagine what would happen if twice every day, or three times, which I do, we just simply praise God by reading a psalm. You know, I put one down here real quick. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord. The Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. In Jesus' name, amen. And then you go back to your work, you go back to your meal, you go wherever you're praying. Imagine what would happen if we prayed twice or three times a day, only praise to God. By the way, I'm sick right now, heal me. No, that's a different prayer. Remember, we ask and receive too much. We've got to do praise. And so we ask you to do this. Notice the new, there's a twist here now. Pray one of the Psalms two or three times every day. Stay after church on Sabbath and pray a praise prayer. You know, we get done with the closing hymn. Imagine what would happen if no one left and for 2 minutes grouped in and somebody read one of these psalms out loud before we left this sanctuary. And then remember, we fast on Wednesday. We sacrifice something to show our commitment to praising our Lord. And then the children sing 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 20. And we'll sing that in a second. It's a fun song. And then remember, answer prayer requires sacrifice, commitment, and faith on our part. Jesus will work a what? He'll work a miracle. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Now, if you're a visitor from another church, take this with you and practice it yourself for your own church. And maybe you got a few close praying friends, and ask them to do this too. And watch what happens to the whole Seventh-day Adventist denomination if we were to practice this on a regular basis. But I'm more concerned with us. Let's show a standard and let us praise our God. For he and he alone is worthy of our praise. Okay, so here's the song. This is a little complex. But this is directly King James Version. Notice when you're done singing this repetitively, you'll have memorized these texts. And by the way, I should have put verse 16, repeat three times. 17, repeats three times. Verse 18, the first five words, repeat three times. Quench not the spirit three times. It goes like this. Rejoice evermore. Now skip to verse 8. For this is the will of God. Rejoice evermore. For this is the will of God. Rejoice evermore. For this is the will of God. Now finish 18. In Christ Jesus concerning you. Here we go. Pray without ceasing. For this is the will of God. Pray without ceasing. For this is the will of God. Pray without ceasing. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything give thanks. For this is the will of God. In everything give thanks. For this is the will of God. In everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit, for this is the will of God. Quench not the spirit, for this is the will of God. Quench not the spirit, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Despise not prophesying, for this is the will of God. Despise not prophesying, for this is the will of God. Despise not prophesying, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Last verse. Prove all things, for this is the will of God. Prove all things, for this is the will of God. Prove all things, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Let us pray. Oh, Father, I admit my failings, and I have struggled with this for years. Because I know all these incredible quotes that suggest if we just praise, things would happen that we didn't even ask for. And so we're trying, Lord. And now this story from the Bible will prove beyond a shadow of doubt of the power of praise. So use me in spite of me to be a blessing. And when we leave here, Lord, let us be different from when we walked in. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, now, the sermon title is The Power of Praise. Take your Bibles, if you would, and turn to Acts, the 16th chapter. Get ready for this story. It's very familiar. Acts 16, the power of praise. And we're going to read verses 16 to 24. Children, get your Bibles out, get ready. Listen to this story. It's fantastic. Here it is, 16. It came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed of the devil, of a spirit of divination, met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying, by telling fortunes. The same followed Paul and us, that includes Silas, and this is in Philippi, and cried, saying, "These men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. And this she did day after day. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus to come out of her. And he came out that very same hour. 19. And when her masters saw that their hope of their gains were gone, they caught Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace unto the rulers. They caught Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace unto the rulers and brought them to the magistrates. These men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city and teach customs which are not lawful to us to receive, neither observe, being Roman. Folks, you know this is us. Do you know that? Have you ever made the connection? We're preaching a message that causes trouble. And it's only going to crank up. It's not going to get easier. But Paul and Silas endured, and they were arrested, and they were beaten by rods. It says here, when the multitude rose up together, verse 22, folks, in the story, and the magistrates rent their clothes and commanded to beat them. And when they had laid upon them many stripes, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep safely, who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in stocks. Now, I want you to know, the deepest part of the dungeon is when it's the dampest, the darkest, and the most wretched. These men were beaten brutally, and they put their feet in stocks, down where they couldn't be found for preaching the gospel. And then the story goes on and says this. And at midnight, there it is, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. Yeah, amen. Somebody said it. Somebody got it. Is that what you would be doing? Is that what I would be doing? Do you know how uncomfortable it says at midnight? They were beaten during the day. They were thrown in the dungeon and in stock. And you know, it's hard to find these accurate pictures to show you. But it also says that their arms were also bound to chains. And imagine trying to find a comfortable position when your back is bruised and bloody and raw. And what are they doing? They are praising God. It says here in the New King James, they were praying and singing. But in the King James, it says they were praying and praising God. The Greek word for that word, praising, and sure enough, it means to him. It means to celebrate God in song, singing a hymn, praising unto. They were singing and praising to God. Oh, man. You know the rest of this story? Did you stop there because it was so incredible? They were in chains, in stocks, praising God. Okay, verse 26. Come on. And suddenly there was a great earthquake. Yeah. So that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison awake out of his sleep, seeing the prison doors open, he drew his sword and would have killed it himself, supposing that the prisoners had fled. But Paul said with a loud voice, "Do not harm yourself, for we're all here." And then he called for a light, and he sprang in and came trembling, fell before Paul and Silas, and he said, "What? What must I do to be saved?" Yeah. What must I do to be saved? So check this out. Their praising at midnight ended up bringing an earthquake. Now, is that power? Who do you think sent that earthquake? And what was the motivation for God sending that earthquake? They were praising God. And they saved the guard's life. "Don't kill yourself. We're all here." And by the way, they then had their wounds tended to by the guard. The guard led them at home and fed them a meal. Read the rest, you'll see it. And then they baptized the guard and his family. And they received an apology from the magistrates and were set free. Now, friends, I don't want to go through the beating, okay? But we clearly see that in all circumstances, we should praise God. Why? Because he will deliver us. And I love it because they were singing hymns. So even if you don't agree with me, that's praising God. Well, I shouldn't say that, because everybody knows. If you're singing hymn, you're praising God. They don't use that word in the Greek. But that's the essence of that word. We're going to praise for 30 days. And we're going to see what God's going to do. He'll shake the whole earth if he has to. And we have nothing but praise to give to our God. You know, a thought occurred to me. And you know that I try to be honest and thoughtful and kind even when I give some correction. Lance is sitting here praying, and he says, "We're going to see Jesus." And only one person said amen. Now, I'm not talking about we need to be chatterboxes that interrupt the speakers or the prayers. But we're told that saying amen means you agree with what was said. Can you imagine we're going to see God? Amen. Face to face. And there should have been a number of amens. And we shouldn't be afraid to do that. Amen. By the way, there were other things in his prayer that I was saying amen. I heard a couple other people say amen. And I wonder if anybody thought, why is that guy saying amen? Now you know why. Because we are to praise God. And when somebody prays or says something you agree with, saying amen means that you agree with that. And so Paul and Silas, in the midst of their crisis, were praising God. And because of it, an earthquake came and set them free. And they had their wounds tended to. They were fed. They were apologized to. And they had a baptism. That's what's going to happen. 30 days of praising. And we're going to have some baptisms. Donna Schaefer showed this quote to me from Steps to Christ. I put it in my sermon. Hitherto has the Lord helped us. From this point on, the Lord has helped us. And he will help us in the end. Let us look to what the Lord has done to comfort us and to save us from the hand of the destroyer. Let us keep fresh in our memory all the tender mercies that God has shown us, the tears he has wiped away, the pains he has soothed, the anxieties removed, the fears dispelled, the wants supplied, the blessings bestowed. And then it says, but I had to shorten it, but it means, and he will continue to do it till the end. So folks, we have a lot of reasons to praise God. So I beg you to practice praising God 2 or 3 times every day. A conference at the Presbyterian Church in Omaha. And they were given balloons filled with helium. And they were told to release them at some point in the service when they felt like expressing the joy in their heart that this is true. Okay? And since they were Presbyterians, they're not free to say hallelujah, praise the Lord. By the way, we are. Okay? They weren't. All through the service, balloons ascended. But when it was over, a third of the balloons were still unreleased. Moral of the story? Let your balloon go. Oh, Father in heaven, praise is powerful. And you're just waiting and wanting to do another miracle for the Paradise Church. And so, Lord, inspire us before we leave to make a decision. Yes, Lord, I'll do this. Even though it disrupts our schedule. And then we'll get to see this miracle. We'll get to see this power. And it will draw us closer to Jesus. So, Lord, let the Spirit convict all of us, especially me, Lord, so that you can receive from us the praise you deserve despite the situation we may be in. We say, rejoice evermore, for this is the will of God. Rejoice evermore, for this is the will of God. Rejoice evermore, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Lord, make this possible and bless each one and bring us back next Sabbath to praise your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you.
You have been listening to another special American Christian Ministries presentation. International copyright, all rights reserved. Free listing of this message and over 7,000 other presentations by more than 100 speakers on 50 different topics is now available on our American Christian Ministries mobile app for Android and Apple devices, and on our secure website, or call 800-233-4450. Your prayers and continued financial support are very important to ensure the continuation of this ministry as we help to prepare America and the world to meet Jesus Christ. He's coming soon.